Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is August the 5th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Isaiah chapters 61 to 63. Declare the wonderful attributes of our Savior God. We read in Isaiah chapter 63 verses 7 to 9 like this. I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord has bestowed on us and the great goodness toward the house of Israel which he has bestowed on them according to his mercies, according to the multitude of his loving kindness. For he said, surely they are my people, children who will not lie. So he became their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. And he bore them and carried them all the days of old. The above verses contain a sermon prayer by prophet Isaiah for the restoration of the nation of Israel, along with God's protection for the faithful remnant, the servants of God. In doing so, he proclaims the saving mercies of God. This prayer of Isaiah contains three elements: thanksgiving, confession, and intercession. Isaiah was willing to celebrate and declare the greatness of God before others, and he recalls four wonderful attributes of God that are listed here. 1. God's loving kindness. This refers to the past kindness that God has displayed through his mighty acts. 2. God's goodness. This refers to the great and beneficent goodwill that God has extended to the children of Israel in the past. 3. God's mercies. This refers to his sympathizing tenderness towards his people. And 4. God's love. This refers to God's amazing love that has enabled him to redeem and sustain the children of Israel. Thus, Isaiah declares God's four wonderful attributes: loving kindness, goodness, mercy, and love. Let us understand that the way that God deals with his sinful people is rooted in his grace, his deepest sympathy, and his inherent goodness. As a mother carefully carries and cares for her children, so did God both carry and care for his people so far, including us. Not only that, Jesus has redeemed us by paying the price of his own blood on the cross of Calvary. This redemption is rooted in his love and in his forgiving gentleness towards us. So like Isaiah, let us declare the wonderful attributes of our Savior God today.